there, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming back to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network. For those of you who are just joining us, I really emphasize the coming back because I've actually been here for the last 2 hours sitting in for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report. I was very honored when John asked me to do that, and it made it a double honor when there was, I guess I'd just say, an old acquaintance of mine. I don't want to say she's a friend, but actually, yeah, she is a friend to everybody in the Patriot movement. That's somebody I first met, about 25 years ago, Charlotte Iserbeet. And I'm going to repeat her websites. I've repeated them time and time again during the last 2 hours, but there's probably a lot of you joining us right now. Her websites, and they're on the subject of education, folks, are deliberatedumbingdown.com and americandeception.com. Charlotte is a real expert on education, the authority on education and what's been done to the American educational system. And, you know, that's something that we talk about here on the show. So it was a real, on this program, and it was a real delight to be able to spend 2 hours with Charlotte. We got some really good phone calls from the listeners who had some very, very good questions. And you see, that's what's so important about this network, that the people who are listening in and calling in are intelligent people, and they understand what's going on. And, you know, I found it very interesting for myself. No offense to our older folks out there, but, you know, I always hear that the Patriot movement is a bunch of little old ladies and a bunch of little old men. Well, I am turning into a little old man, but basically the callers who called in tonight talking with Charlotte on the previous broadcast, they were all people that were around my age. And, you know, that's why I always say, you know, it's so important that that people of all ages get active in the Patriot movement. You know, it's a movement for people of all ages. I guess I got involved at a very, very young age, more so than a lot of people, and I've been involved really more than half my life, for better or for worse. And I think for better, because I'd like to think that I've accomplished a few things here and there. But you know, I'll tell you what, there's a lot more work ahead. A lot of work ahead, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I had a guest on here the other evening, Willis Cardo, who I've worked with for 26 years now, and he's been active in the Patriot movement and the nationalist movement since the mid-1950s, right after, you know, actually a little earlier than that, right after he got out of World War II. And he's had a great impact over the years through publishing, through radio, books, newspapers, magazines, you name it, you know. And as I always say, you know, there's some of us here who have radio programs and some of us who write books, and then there's other people who have internet websites, and then there's some of you out there who have none of those, but you communicate every day in every possible way through letters and postcards and telephone calls. Even if you're not on the internet, you still communicate with friends and help spread the word. And speaking about spreading the word, thanks to my friend Lisa Giuliani at wingtv.net, Lisa alerted me to something that I didn't even know about. I don't have cable. And as I always say, I seldom listen to the radio because I'm just not very technically attuned. And I also am just so busy with everything else that the only radio show I listen to generally is my own when I'm doing it live. So I didn't know that Charlie Sheen, the famous actor, had rocked the world with his appearance on Alex Jones, and then now it's being there have been excerpts from that played, I guess, on CNN, and people all over the world are talking about it. And you know, this is a remarkable thing, this 911 truth movement, as it's come to be known, is having some impact. We'll talk more about that when I come back. This is Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcasting Network with my own program for this hour. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be taking your calls.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional two-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper, coming to you on Republic Broadcasting Network, gearing up here for my own hour ahead. I still keep thinking I'm doing John Statmiller's show, which I just finished doing as a substitute host here this evening. Before the break, I mentioned that my friend Lisa Giuliani of Wing TV, along with her friend and colleague Victor Thorne, WingTV.net, they had brought to my attention the brouhaha over Charlie Sheen's comments questioning the official stories of 911, and apparently Alex Jones had him on the show, and that's also received that has received widespread attention. You know, I'll tell you something, though. When I was on John Statmiller's show earlier, one of the callers called in, and although we were discussing education with our guest, he brought up this subject and asked me for my comments on it, and while I can't speak for the guest, Charlotte Iserbeach, she seemed to kind of agree with my initial perception that perhaps, this is good news. This information is coming out, folks, because there have been literally hundreds of people, thousands of people who have been involved in this 911 truth movement from the beginning. You know, my own newspaper here in Washington that I write for, American Free Press, which you can always find at AmericanFreePress.net, has been covering this issue intensely. My colleague Christopher Boleyn in particular, Lisa Giuliani and Victor Thorne at WingTV.net, the scholars for 911 Truth, who have now been promoting a major petition drive to demand a new investigation rather demanding, actually, the release of all these important documents that are that the government is keeping under wraps. I mean, the list goes on and on. There's nobody who can claim to be the godfather of the 911 truth movement. There's no one who can claim to be the authority. I personally, it's kind of funny. I've seen a lot of my original material that I generated has been picked up, and people never give me credit for it. Sometimes that stings, but then on the other hand, I say, well, at least the information is getting out there. And that really is what counts. But so as I say, there's a lot of this information that, you know, all of us who listen to Republic Broadcasting and readers of American Free Press and, you know, all these independent forums on radio, on the internet, we know about all this. And now Americans, many Americans, thank goodness, are hearing about it for the first time. That's the good part of it. Here's the potential bad part of it, and I want you to keep this all in mind, that there may be a reason why the national media has given this all this attention. This is just a speculation. This is not even necessarily my opinion. I'm throwing it out there for you to think about this, folks. Now, Alex Jones has had many, many guests on his show, and just as a lot of other hosts have had a lot of people on their programs talking about 911. Well, you know, it is news that there's a famous figure such as Charlie Sheen making these kind of noises, a famous Hollywood figure. But, you know, like I say, Alex Jones has broken many, many big stories on his program, and other people broken big stories on their programs, but they never get national attention. Well, this is being given national attention, and, you know, that's good, as I say. However, the potential problem is this, and I've seen this happen throughout the last half of the 20th century. Presidents in their second term are potential dangers to the New World Order, you know, because presidents are only allowed to serve two terms. And, you know, they get into their second terms, and, you know, sometimes they actually start thinking they're really president of the United States. John F. Kennedy thought that in his first term, and we know what happened to John F. Kennedy. Richard Nixon thought about it, and in his second term, he started to make real moves to clean out the Augean stables of the federal government, and we saw what happened to Richard Nixon. Even Lyndon Johnson, after he managed to get into the White House through some unusual circumstances, he wasn't able to run for a second term. Jimmy Carter was denied a second term because the Israeli lobby in this country didn't like Jimmy Carter, something a lot of people don't know about. Same thing can be said even for the first President Bush. They soured on the first President Bush, the Israeli lobby, that is, soured on him when he started kind of taking an independent stand. Well, we saw what happened to Bill Clinton in his second term. And, of course, I'm not an advocate for Bill Clinton, but we saw how the Monica Lewinsky scandal was stoked up. We saw how the Whitewater scandal was stoked up. You know what? I predicted after George Bush was elected the first time that if he got elected to a second term, that during the second term, he would suddenly be subjected to a lot of abuse in the mainstream media for scandals surrounding his family's political and financial affairs. You know, back in the old Spotlight newspaper, we reported how the Bush family had been in some strange oil deals in the Middle East and in Africa and in Mexico. You know, these are the kind of things that the powers that be know about. And, of course, you know, we also know that, and this is something that American Free Press has reported on, and certainly Alex Jones has reported on, many, many other people, and that is the fact that the Bush administration, the current Bush administration and the Bush family have a lot of lucrative connections to some very powerful Middle Eastern families in the Arab world. You know, this is something the average American doesn't know about and probably couldn't even understand or even fathom because they think Bush is, you know, this cheerleader for war against the Arab world. They don't understand that some of these international elites work together at the highest levels. Which brings me to my point, ladies and gentlemen, that George Bush is now in his second term, and You know, there may be times at night when he's sleeping there in the White House and he wakes up and he says, you know what? I don't really like what I'm doing. Maybe I'm going to act as a real American. Maybe I'm going to turn on the New World Order. I'm going to turn on these evil international power brokers and throw the bad guys out of office and be a real patriotic American. Well, you know, I don't really believe that happens because I don't think George Bush is capable of thinking that deeply. But be that as it may, the real powers that be, these New World Order forces, they have to keep any second-term president destabilized. And one way is by throwing up scandals. And I can't think of a bigger scandal than raising questions about the official 9-1-1 events. So it'll be interesting to see how much ripple effect this has and whether the rest of the mainstream media begins to pick up on this. We have the New York Magazine and the Village Voice, certainly two influential publications in New York City and New York State, which was the primary victim of the 9-1-1 attacks. We have the these publications bringing out 9-1-1 information that, you know, that American Free Press and the Republic Broadcasting Network have brought to people for the last 5 years. So this may be a surprise to many people in New York. But like I say, I think we should watch this very, very carefully and see what the ripple effect is and what impact it has in Congress. Are there going to be members of Congress who are going to start standing up and saying, hey, there's a fraud here? And I'll tell you what, if Hillary Clinton stands up and says that there's a fraud in the 9-1-1 affair, that then, you know, I'd say, what's happening here, folks? You know, it's going to be very interesting to see who says what about this 9-1-1 affair. You know, and I'll tell you another comment I have about the fact that Charlie Sheen has come out and made these comments. You know, two friends of mine I've spoken to, both of whom are traditional Republican conservatives. One of them, her response was, oh, he's one of those Hollywood liberals who's anti-Bush and he doesn't know what he's talking about. And my other friend, who I always refer to him as the big shot lawyer who loves Fox News and believes everything he hears on Fox News, when I mentioned Charlie Sheen to him, he just kind of snickered and laughed and said, oh, that idiot. You see, this is the thing, folks. It kind of illustrates something here and something that I'm always talking about in this program that, you know, Charlie Sheen may be what you may think of and what a lot of people think of as a Hollywood liberal. But you know what? Even sometimes Hollywood liberals are right about one thing or another. You know, and again, it comes back to this question about liberal versus conservative and how the fact that there really, you know, these days, there really isn't that much critical difference. Particularly since the so-called conservatives in this country now, the ones who are running the country, are really just retooled Trotskyites, you know, from the old Soviet Union. They've just adapted their rhetoric and their style and their policies for the 21st century, you know. So again, you know, I always say we have to look at the here and now rather than the rhetoric of the past. And you know, forget about the terms liberal and conservative because they don't always mean as much as they appear to mean. You know, and this situation now, you know, where we have Bush under fire. Well, you know, Bush should have been under fire from day one when he first decided to get us into Iraq. But we had these Democrats who played along, and now they're complaining and saying they were misled by Bush. Well, and by phony intelligence. Well, of course, who gave them the phony intelligence in the first place? If they had been listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network or reading American Free Press, they would have known all the facts in the first place and should not have felt that they had been misled because the facts were there for anyone who really wanted to see what was going on. Okay, folks, we have a break coming up, and we'll be getting to some callers very shortly. This is Michael Collins Piper, coming to you from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network from right here in Washington, D.C. I actually happen to be at the office of American Free Press doing this particular broadcast because, well, I have a lot of work to do and I had to come down here to the office today. You know, folks, I have mentioned before that, you know, when you're writing as much as I do, and then when you have a radio show like this, which has been a real delight since I started, I have to say, you find yourself under a microscope, and everything you say, in particular, you know, people find hidden meanings in it, and people think that if you don't say something, you're keeping something quiet, or if you do say something quoting somebody else, that that's your point of view. And you know, it's kind of interesting because this happened to one of my guests. Willis Cardo was a guest on the show the other day, and he was talking about his old friend Lawrence Dennis, whose writings I quoted here on the show a week or so ago. And Willis pointed out that Lawrence Dennis had concluded that government spending for social purposes and for war is necessary to keep the economy from going into a recessionary tailspin. Well, you know, here's the thing. Lawrence Dennis didn't advocate that. Lawrence Dennis didn't advocate war. He didn't advocate big government spending, nor does Willis Cardo. However, I got an email from somebody who actually knows Willis and says, you know, as much as I respect Willis Cardo, I have to disagree with his view that we need this, we need all this, No, that isn't what Willis was saying, nor was Lawrence Dennis saying that. Lawrence Dennis was saying that the powers that be, the people we today call the New World Order, have set up a system to keep that going in America. And it's what Harry Elmer Barnes and others call the perpetual war for perpetual peace. So neither Willis Cardo nor Mike Piper nor even the late Lawrence Dennis were advocating that. But, you know, see, that's what I say. Sometimes you have to be a little more discerning in what you hear, you know, and or what you think you hear. I just found out last night that a very respected radio show host on, I believe he's on another network, thought that I had been criticizing him because of an email that was circulating that in which my name was mentioned. And, you know, the thing is, I had nothing to do with the email or with the particular criticisms, and yet someone had not read the email carefully and contacted this gentleman and said, Mike Piper is criticizing you. So you see, that's what I say, folks. It's very, very important to read very carefully. And sometimes, you know, when I write, I'm always very, very careful. If I'm quoting somebody, I quote them and I say, this is what they said. But sometimes when I'm writing, I say, this is what somebody else interprets this person's views to be. So you know, when we're in this truth business, and I don't just mean, when I say we, I don't mean me, and I don't mean other talk show hosts, and I don't mean people who write. I'm talking about the listeners and people out there who are sending emails and spreading information for the truth, whether it's about 911 or any other issue. You have to read very, very carefully, because the thing is, the minute you make a mistake, that brings the wrath of God, or I should say the wrath of the New World Order, down upon you. And if you make mistakes and you get criticized for it, people say, well, if he makes a mistake here, you can't believe what he says elsewhere. And, you know, my own published record, I was sued by a troublemaker one time, and, of course, the case got thrown out. He didn't like me criticizing some of his things, but other than that, no one has ever seriously picked apart my own work and shown where I deliberately lied or misrepresented anything. And I'm pleased to say that. I can say that without hesitation. But I tell you, there's a lot of very sloppy people out there who are writing and speaking and who are, and not deliberately doing it, but they are unfortunately causing trouble by their sloppiness. Then there's a lot of other people out there who are just passing on material that is just what I believe to be deliberate disinformation. There's other people out there who are claiming to circulating stories that they say are exclusive, but which have been circulating for years and years, and then they've been putting their own twist on it. So, you know, this is the danger of this free communication that we have now with the Internet, that makes the distribution and dissemination of information so freewheeling. And like I say, because there are so many people out there who are sloppy, they just don't get things right. So my advice, you know, after the end of this big lecture here, my advice is to not only read everything very carefully and listen to what people are saying very carefully, and forgive me for this lecture, but that's what it is, but also when you repeat the information that you've come up with, make sure that you're getting it right, because, you know, you can unintentionally cause a lot of trouble. And like I say, I was personally shocked when I got this email from a very respected internet journalist suggesting that he thought I had criticized him when I hadn't. You know, somebody got the information wrong. And, you know, like I say, when we're out here making controversial statements, it's very important that we get it right. Okay, folks, that's the end of me yapping for a while. When we come back, we're going to take some callers. Our number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. This is Mike Piper coming to you from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is John Statmiller, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Mike Piper coming to you from Washington. I was about to say sitting in for John Statmiller. I was sitting in for John Statmiller earlier this evening, but now I'm sitting in for myself. Okay, we do have some callers up there, and I want to remind you, if you want to call in, we have about 25 minutes to go here. We'll try to squeeze everybody in. It's call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Linda from Wisconsin.
Michael?
How are you tonight, Linda?
Hi, Michael. That was wonderful, your interview with Charlotte Iserby.
Oh, good. Thank you. I'm glad you were listening to it. Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
Charlotte's a great lady, and like I said a couple times, I had the pleasure of meeting her many, many years ago when I was... just getting involved in this movement, and she was already getting ready to take a position in the Reagan administration. You know, she's been fighting ever since, so.
Oh, okay, the topic that I want to talk about is Alex, and for the most part, if it's okay.
Yeah, please, please, yeah.
I was listening to him when he came on this afternoon, or when he comes on at 11 o'clock my time, and he ran the six-minute taped portion that he spoke last night. I didn't hear it, but I heard it on his program today. Now, this is the thing that caught my ear. And I called up one of the numbers that you can talk to personal people that know Alex, you know, that are...
Yeah, and you're talking, for those who don't know, you're talking about Alex Jones,
Alex Jones, and
his segment with Charlie Sheen, the actor, which was run on a television network, right?
Yes, on CNN.
Right.
And this was on the showbiz portion. And I believe who he was talking to was A.J. Hammer, the host. Here's the thing that Alex said that bothered me.
Okay.
After everything Alex said, you know, concerning the 9/11, the questions, you know, that so many people have been bringing out in their honest questions, then he said to Alex, he says, well, why do you think that the other news media hasn't been talking about this or exposing this? And Alex says, well, and now I'm paraphrasing.
Right.
But generally what he was saying is that, well, they're scared. And I thought, Alex, don't even go there. As dumb as I am and as scared as I would be on national live television, you can get out within a few words. Well, don't you know that they're following the same agenda that Walter Cronkite followed when he looked into the eye of the camera and pretended that he didn't know who killed his president? And that this is an agenda that all of the news media, Ted Turner, Murdoch, GE, and whoever is the owner of CBS, they're globalists and they have an agenda. The agenda is to make this administration or this government look bad so that eventually the American people will come crying for the United Nations to step in and fix it, just like Roosevelt stepped in and fixed the 1929 crash and gave us Social Security and income tax.
They want to give us a man on a white horse, or in this case, a government on a white horse.
And
I think, you know, Linda, I would have to say now, you know, it's very interesting because you picked up a nuance there that's kind of interesting. I would be hesitant. I don't want to criticize Alex Jones for not.
I do, because I know him.
Okay.
I've been listening to him for 8 years, and he's a little. He's a snot. He's a little brat. That's what he is. I'll say it.
Well, that's what my mother always said I was, too.
He's stuck on Alex. And as smart as he is, and I'll give him that, but when he said that, I thought, Alex, don't go there. Don't play that game. Because you cannot play games with scorpions, because they always bite. And what Alex could have said, to put it right back on to A.J. Hammer, he could have turned to him and said, you know, Ted Turner is a globalist, and he wants global government under the U.N. Maybe you guys are using me.
You know, I tell you what, Linda, I like you, Linda, and you're a very smart lady, but I want to tell you something. Now, you started off by saying that you would only seen, what, about 6 minutes of that interview.
I listened to it.
But what I was about to say is that you know, you may not have seen everything that he said, because they may have carried on the conversation a little further, and he may have actually said that somewhere else.
No, he ran it on his program today, the six-minute segment that he was interviewed.
Right, no, I understand that, but I'm just saying that, you know, like... You know, I tell you, I've been interviewed so many times myself in so many places, you know, that there are certain things that I always just say automatically because, you know, it's things that I've said so many times that come to mind. But then there's sometimes I'll be interviewed, you know, and somebody asks me a question, and then, you know, and when I don't have my own show, I can't come back and say, oh, ladies and gentlemen, I said something earlier, I'd like to correct it, I'd like to amend it. But what happens is you'll say something, and then you think later, well, I should have put it another way. So what I'm saying here is, you know, without having seen that interview, there could be an alternative explanation for it.
And you know what? Alex Jones needs to give that. And anyone can go to his website. I don't know exactly where it would be, but I'm sure that he would have that interview on his website, and then ask Alex, why did you make that statement when you know darn well that all of the media is controlled and that those who own the media are globalists?
Well, you know, that's fair enough. I mean, if people, you know, as I say, I think people should ask him that. If people think, you know, and I'm not saying it's not important, but I mean, people should do it. You know what I mean? It's if there's a concern there, you know. But like I say, you know, just from my own experience, sometimes dealing with the press, you only have a few minutes, and you got to squeeze in, you know, as much as you can, and it's sometimes difficult.
I know exactly what that is. I in Utah, a friend of mine who was running for the Congress, he had to be at one place at a school, and he asked me to go up to the University of Utah, believe it or not. And I'll give myself credit for this. For as little bit as I knew, I did say some things that were pretty savvy, and I had the press laughing. But I still know that I didn't say the things that I really wanted to say in my heart. And so when it was all over with, I thought that was missed opportunities. You know, I should have said this when they asked me that question, and I should have said this, or I should have answered it this way.
Linda, let me just say this. You know what the bottom line of it is, that the real issue is not Alex Jones, or the real issue is not Charlie Sheen.
You just said it. Thank you. It isn't about Alex Jones or Charlie Sheen, and that's what I'm afraid that the news media is doing.
Well, that's right. This can't be personalized. This is much bigger than them.
Right.
And, you know, like I say, there's no godfather of the 911 truth movement. There's no official spokesman for all the critics.
Now,
there's all these people who are bringing out news and information, you know, and it would be ideal if everybody could work together under one umbrella, but that's not going to happen.
I'm sure the fans of Charlie Sheen that heard this will sit up and take notice, and then let's hope that down the road, or as they do their searching, that they will finally come to the conclusion that not only is our government lying to us, but the news media is lying to us.
Well, that's why American Free Press says the media is the enemy. You know, not talking about good independent media, but the big media in America. So, Linda, listen, I always enjoy your calls. You're a very smart lady, and you're also a very nice lady, and I appreciate that. I've told some of my friends about you, Linda. So thanks for your call. Let's go to Rich from Pennsylvania. Rich, come on up.
Hi, Mike.
How are you doing tonight?
Good. I just want to say I have all your books except for Dirty Secrets, which I'll probably get soon.
Okay.
I'm an AFP and Barnes Review reader.
Oh, boy.
And I just wanted to say that I think we need somebody like Paul Craig Roberts or Ron Paul to, like, come out and say, hey, you know, we have an incredibly corrupt government. And, you know, people like, who's the guy yesterday? It's the Sheen guy.
Charlie Sheen.
He's a liberal. He's going to say we need the UN and to solve our problems. We need a strong conservative patriot to come out who has credibility, you know, Paul Craig Roberts, somebody like that to come out.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, we've had people like Pat Buchanan, who had a lot of credibility, who made a lot of noises in certain directions. And,
Did he say anything about the 9/11?
Well, I don't think he has, as a matter of fact. Pat Buchanan has always kind of looked askance at anything that kind of smells of a conspiracy theory. In fact,
I had up my hopes for him for president because I thought maybe he'd do a John Kennedy and do something once he got in.
Well, if he got in, that's the big question.
It would have been
there,
a long shot. But
you know, I mean, you know, I tell you, it's kind of sad. It's a sad commentary on the state of America today that it takes a Hollywood figure. I've always liked Charlie Sheen. I've seen his movies, you know, and read about him in the scandal sheets. He seems like a nice fellow, you know. It's kind of sad that it takes a Hollywood actor, and I don't mean to defame actors or anything like that, but it takes a Hollywood actor to have to get national publicity for a very important story like this. But you know, this is not the first time that it's happened, and there have been other issues where Hollywood actors have gotten involved in other events in history, like the Kennedy assassination. There have been other actors who've spoken out regarding 911 and seeking the truth. I think Gary Busey, who's a pretty well-known and respected actor, he's made some noises in that direction. And I know about some other actors who I'm not going to name because I don't want to get them in trouble, but some pretty well-known actors in Hollywood who are very close friends among one another, and they're very tuned into a lot of what we're talking about here on the Republic Broadcasting. And this is a group of well-known actors who are very close personal friends. And I'm not even talking about Mel Gibson. Everybody knows about Mel Gibson. I'm talking about some other well-known actors. So that, you know, there's a lot of famous people out there who know a lot of things, and they don't risk their careers by coming out and saying things, you know. And you know, and I certainly understand why, because, you know, it's a very controversial thing. I mean, by virtue of what I have done writing and speaking for the past 25 years, I have limited my possibilities. I mean, I have people, good friends of mine, say, well, why don't you try to get a job with the New York Times? They don't understand that the New York Times, number one, would never hire me, and number two, the New York Times would have no desire to hire me. But see, that's the mindset of people. They don't quite get that. There's a disconnect there. You know, they don't quite understand that this media is part of the monster. You know, they don't understand. I mean, I have friends who are otherwise very well educated who still can't quite figure it out. They kind of think that, and this is true. I'm sorry to say about a lot of people who read the independent media and who listen even to Republic Broadcasting. I'm sure. And I haven't experienced this with any of our callers, I must say. But I do know that there's a lot of people out there who look at what we're talking about here on the show and what I write about in American Free Press earlier in the spotlight. They think of it as a form of entertainment. I've said this before, you know, people don't get the connection that this is not entertainment. This is real life. This is hardcore politics, probably deeper and more explosive than they have any concept of imagining. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm going on and on here, you know, and it's...
I just don't think that this is going to go too far with a guy like a Hollywood guy, it'll be exciting. It'll be nice to see something in the news about it here and there.
Yeah, exactly, and it is. It's a feel-good thing, you know. Everybody gets excited about it, but then, you know, the question is, as I said at the outset, you know, how far is it going to go? How far will it last? Will this really have any political impact?
I wanted to ask you another question
that's been
bothering me, and I haven't heard anything about. You know who Cyril Weck is?
Yes, Pittsburgh medical examiner. Yeah,
mm-hmm. He was indicted like a couple months ago, I think.
Right.
I don't know if you heard of it. Do you know if there's anything behind that? Because the federal government indicted him.
Yeah. Let me. For those who don't know, Cyril Weck has been a very, very nationally famous medical examiner and forensic expert over the years. He's been in Allegheny County, which surrounds Pittsburgh in western Pennsylvania, and he's also been one of the leading critics of the Warren Commission, and he's one of the people who really has given his personal imprimatur to criticisms of the JFK assassination.
And he was on a talk show, right, like a week before he was indicted, talking to a guy who got fired on KDK, the biggest radio station around.
Well,
and Mike Romei was fired. They were and AFP sounded like AFP readers were calling in asking about the referring to your book and asking about the Israeli connection. And he was kind of leaning, saying, "Oh yeah, there might be some truth to that, but then again, I don't want to get anti-Semitic."
Well,
no, that was the end of it. You know,
it's interesting. Now, I actually had sent a copy of the book to Cyril Weck years ago. I don't know if he ever read it, but I don't think his indictment had anything to do with that particular thing. I mean, I think let me put it this way: I would say that long before he ever heard of my book, or long before he ever that particular talk show came about, he was out there criticizing. You know, he was taking on the federal government and making waves, and I don't know the particulars of his indictment. I have read a little bit about it. It sounded to me quite bogus. It had something to do with the fact that he apparently had a side practice in the medical field and was making money, and there may have been some minor restriction that prohibited public officials from having private business. Something along these lines. I didn't even read it that carefully, but nonetheless, it sounded to me like a contrived indictment. And as I say, let's put it this way: I don't know how guilty he is or how guilty he isn't, but I could name probably about about 530 people whose offices are just a few blocks from where I'm sitting right now who could probably be indicted on massive corruption charges mm-hmm. and perhaps even on charges of treason and then taken out and hung on gallows built especially for that purpose on the Capitol steps, and yet I don't see any of those particular people getting indicted. So what I'm suggesting is that this indictment of Cyril Wecht is a tiny drop in the bucket compared to what these criminals in Congress are doing.
I just wondered
that was
if
a mouthful, Rich. Thank you for listening to that.
Thank
Rich,
you.
I have to move on. Let's go to Matt from Michigan.
Good evening, Mike. How are you?
How you doing, Matt?
Good. I met you in Washington, D.C. at the Barnes Review Conference.
I know exactly who this is. I even recognize your voice. Matt, hang on. We only have 5 minutes or so left, so stick around. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington on a Republic Broadcasting Network.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're wrapping up the last of my 3 hours here tonight on Republic Broadcasting Network. I sat in for John Stadtmiller for the first two of those hours, and now my own hour is coming to a close. We have two callers I want to squeeze in here. Matt from Michigan, who I met when he came to the Barnes Review Conference with American Free Press and the Barnes Review here in Washington. Well, I'm glad to see you're listening in, Matt. How you doing tonight?
Pretty good. How about you?
Well, you know, it's been a long 3 hours, but always entertaining, you know.
That's, yeah, radio can go by really, really fast when you're having a good time.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, it's one of these forums, you know, to get the word out. But, you know, like we had the caller there earlier, Linda, she was interpreting what Alex Jones had said, maybe correctly, maybe incorrectly, but that's why it's so important, like I said, you know, to listen carefully, and then when you repeat what somebody else says, repeat it carefully, you know?
Very true, and I think the fact that he was able to start talking about Charlie Sheen to the degree he was, and telling about how there's been a cover-up on that is phenomenal, and the more people that realize that there's a cover-up, the more people are going to realize that what is going on, is what he's saying is 100% true. So that right there is a blessing.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, the fact that it draws attention to the very issue, you know, it's like, you know, the people are going to start wondering on their own, and they're going to start being more aware of what's being said. And also the other benefit, too, I think, is that it's going to, as somebody else said, it's going to give people the feeling that maybe they can start speaking out now and say, hey, I'm not the only one who's thinking this, or I'm not the only one who's saying this.
Right. That's important. That's the more people that get tuned into this message, the better. And I'm certainly thankful for the Internet and shortwave radio, which is helping the cause along in leaps and bounds. What are the chances of having another Barnes Review conference?
How did I know you were going to ask that question? Yeah, I mean, you know how many people have asked me that question? You know, these conferences are a lot of fun, and they bring a lot of people together, you know. And there's a lot of folks around here at American Free Press and the Barnes Review that would like to have another conference. And there's a lot of people who don't, for the simple reason it's a lot of work and everything. So it's still up in the air. It's I think it would be a wonderful thing to have, you know. And as I've told them, now that I have this program on Republic Broadcasting, it would give us an additional impetus to bring a lot of new people in, you know, who maybe never attended before.
Exactly.
And so it's something that we're keeping in mind. And like I say, when you asked me that question, I knew it was coming. I mean, I don't know, just in the last couple of weeks, I've gotten 3 or 4 emails from different people and talked to people on the phone. But, you know, if it does happen, we'll certainly talk about it in American Free Press, and I'll certainly bring it up here on Republic. So
I understand that there's not going to be a Euro American conference in New Orleans this May.
Then you know more about it than I do, because that's something I was talking about with somebody the other day. You're referring, of course, to the conference. David Duke has had several of these conferences since he returned home, and very, very big conferences, I might add. The last one in May of last year, there were, I think, well over 500 people there. And, you know, that's a good sign, because that means there are growing numbers of people in this country who have real concerns about what's going on and want to do something about it. So
that's what I think, too.
Matt, I hear that music. You know what? We had another caller who wanted to come on up, but it's time to wrap it up. So thank you for that call, Matt. Good talking to you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening in to my programming, John Stadtmiller's National Intel Report, and Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll see you next Monday. Stay tuned now, in the meantime, for some more good programming. This is Michael Collins Piper.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.